People go through life many times playing it safe. That's the secret hope that they say to themselves, if I never let myself feel too good, maybe I'll never get hurt too badly. A lot of people don't ever do the things they're capable of doing because they allow themselves to go along with the crowd, following the crowd. Many people have things they want to do, and they find themselves in relationships with people who are addicted to mediocrity, and they allow their behavior to influence their behavior.
Say, birds of a feather flock together. You run around with losers, you will end up a loser. Unconsciously, you will pick up their ways, you'll pick up their habits, you'll pick up, most importantly, their attitude about life. If you're around cynical, negative people all the time, you will become cynical and negative.
You don't need to be a part of a crowd to know who you are inside. Because everything that everybody else is doing doesn't necessarily mean that it's good for you. You don't need to be like everybody else, but you need to be the best of yourself. Be able to feel good about who you are, what you are, and what you are ultimately made of. Because without that, how far are you willing to go? Don't sacrifice yourself to please others.
It's not easy going it alone, but if you keep going, stay true to yourself, it will be worth it in the end. The hardest walk you can make is the walk you make alone. But that is the walk that makes you the strongest. That is the walk that builds your character the most.
No matter how painful it is, I gotta keep going. And I gotta keep going because what is my passion? What is my focus? Your focus and your passion will numb you to failure and to pain of striving to get to where you're trying to go.
I don't accept that I am what I am and that is what I'm doomed to be. No, I don't accept that. I'm fighting.
As you begin to look toward the future and take inventory of yourself, what is it about you right now that you've got to leave this behind? Because this no longer fits. Looking at where you want to go, and the kind of person that you must become, the kind of standards that you have for you. What is it that you must do differently? If you want to keep on getting what you're getting, keep on doing what you're doing.
If you don't keep gathering information, your confidence will start to wane, you'll start to lose it. You've got to keep gathering information. You want your confidence to get stronger and stronger and stronger. And if you don't keep studying, your confidence will start to slip. Like with the knowledge I've got, I could coast to the end of my life earning all kinds of money and having a pretty good time. But I know I won't go beyond where I'm at and I'll start slipping back. Got to keep studying. I got up at 3 o'clock this morning, but I went to bed fairly early too. And I was studying for a couple of hours. I get up early in the morning and I study every morning because I want to get better at what I'm doing. And I know I can get better. I know that I'm nowhere near as effective as I can be. We've got to get this right in our mind. This idea of lack of confidence, it's something that anybody can change. I remember when I first started to study this, we're so afraid of what other people might think of us. It's so silly. I only went to high school, as I said, for 2 months. So I had a vocabulary that you could stick in a thimble. I mean, it was just, there was not much to it. And if you were talking, you said something and you used a word I didn't understand, I would never say I don't understand what you're saying. But I didn't understand. So, I mean, I was lost in the conversation really fast. But I was afraid to say I don't understand that word. And I started to study Earl's material, and Earl talked about how important vocabulary is. In fact, he made a recording on it. And I started to study words. Now, if you use a word that I don't understand, I'll say, wait a minute, stop. I don't understand what that word means. I'll ask you right there. Because I know if I don't get that cleared up, everything you say from there on, odds are pretty good I'm not going to understand it. You get lost in the conversation. Why wouldn't I tell you I didn't understand? Because I was afraid of what you thought of me. You got to quit worrying about what other people think about you. If you knew how little they did think about you, you wouldn't be so concerned what they are thinking. Terry Whitaker wrote a book. The title of it, What You Think of Me Is None of My Business. And it isn't. What other people think of you is none of your business. Quit worrying about what they think. I hope you like me, but if you don't, you got a problem. Because I like me. I don't give a damn whether you like me or not. I really don't. I hope you do, and you should. I'm a nice guy. But if you don't, you're not going to bother me. Now, for many years, that would have driven me crazy. Not anymore. Not a bit. This confidence concept is pretty big. And the more you study this material that we're giving you, the more confident you're going to become.
So the first thing that people who are incredibly successful do is they do what they hate. They are fully prepared to do what they hate to get to where they want to be. And people who fail, they will give up their dream before they do what they hate to do. And people who are very successful, they never, ever, ever wait for motivation. They do it. Because when you do it, you become motivated. A great writer won't go, well, I'll just wait till I'm really motivated to start writing this book. No, they get up at 4 a.m, they don't want to, and they start to write. And then, of course, they become motivated. So you wake up in the morning and you go, you're not going to go, yay, it's 5 a.m., I'm putting on my running shoes and going for a walk up Laurel Canyon. Of course you're not going to do that. You're going to wake up and go, God, I really hate working out. But Marissa said, successful people do what they hate to get to where they want to be. Because of course, the wonderful thing is that when you do what you hate first enough times, it starts to become natural. Like, I've got to do my taxes, I'll do that first thing. I've got to confront someone, I'll do it first. And so I still, to this day, wake up and think, oh, I don't really want to do that. So I'm going to do it first, because what I do want is to belong to that group of very, very successful people. So I know what the membership is. And every time I don't want to do something, I think, I don't want to do it, but what I do want is to belong to that group, so I'm doing it first. And it's a great way of thinking, because it starts to move you around wanting to do it for all the right reasons. Many, many years ago, I met someone who wanted to be a rock star. That was his ambition. He actually particularly wanted to be a drummer. And he was a very young married man with 2 children to support. And he was going for a lot of auditions. And of course, all the auditions take place during the day. And every time he had a job, they wouldn't let him take time off. So he decided he would have to work nights in order to audition during the day. And the only job he could get was a job he hated. He was a taxi driver and he hated it, but he did it. But he just wasn't making enough money. So he thought, okay, I'll have to work in McDonald's. I get more money, I can work nights, I'm free to audition. And about a month before he'd applied to work in McDonald's, he'd been for an audition to be a drummer in a band. He didn't even know who the band was. And the day he was due to start working in McDonald's, which he absolutely hated even the thought of, he got a call to go, you know that band you auditioned for, it was actually Simple Minds, and now you're the drummer in Simple Minds. So he never worked in McDonald's or drove a cab again for the rest of his life. But when he told people that story, they'd all go, oh, I would never work in McDonald's. Oh my God, I'd never degrade myself by driving a cab around London. And I'm like, don't you think you're missing the point? His ability to do what he hated is what made him a rock star, because he had to have his days free to rehearse and audition. But if he had your mindset, I'd never do that, he would never be a multi-millionaire rock star. It was because he was fully prepared to do what he hated, to swallow his pride, to keep his vision in mind. I want to be a rock star. I must be free for auditions. How can I do that? Well, I have to work as a cab driver and in a fast food restaurant, which I hate, but I'm going to do it because it's going to take me to my goal. And it did. But the people who laughed at him and said, I wouldn't do that, None of them are rock stars.